For more information on Victory Faith Centre and to download sermons at no charge, visit www.victoryfaithcentre.org.au. Praise the Lord. Well, tonight our sermon is Finding Rest for Your Soul. So we'll open in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus' name, Lord, and we commit this time to you tonight, Lord, and we pray that you be glorified in this service tonight, and we love you and we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. So finding rest for your soul. So the world is filled with unrest and filled with troubles, and there's many opportunities for people to worry about things and become anxious. But we as Christians have rest for our souls and peace, glory to God, that passes all understanding. And we find this rest for our souls in God. Glory to the Lord. And our soul is our mind, will and emotions. And so regardless of what's going on around us, we find rest and peace in the Lord. Glory to God, who's overcome the world. Praise the Lord. So let's start by having a look at Matthew 11. Matthew 11, verses 28 to 30. And we'll see what Jesus said about this here. So Matthew 11, verses 28 to 30. So Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Glory to God. So Jesus tells us that true rest is found in him. So he gives rest to those who labour and are heavy laden. And finding rest for our souls is in Jesus. So we can see that here. Praise the Lord. And he says for us to take his yoke because it's easy, his burden is light. So that's so as we learn of him, as we continue in his ways and in his word, in the word, we become more Christ-like. And so that's, you know, following the ways of peace and of love. So as we spend time meditating in the word and transforming and renewing our minds to God's ways, we find that rest. Glory to God. So that's a wonderful promise. And ye shall find rest unto your souls. Glory to God. So that's that true rest is in Jesus. So let's also have a look at 1 Peter 5, verses 6 to 7. So 1 Peter 5, verses 6 to 7 says, "Humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you." So as Christians, we need to submit ourselves to God, and we need to be obedient, and we need to be humble. And as we serve and obey the Lord and continue in his ways, we cast our cares on him, because we know that he wants the best for us. Glory to God. Casting all your care upon him. So that gives rest to our souls. Casting all your care upon him. for he careth for you. So rest is found in Jesus and his word. And as we submit ourselves to the word and allow his words to change us and change our thinking, we can walk in the peace and rest of God.
Yes.
Glory to God. So we need to submit ourselves and cast all our cares upon him, because he cares for us. Glory to God. So let's also have a look at Philippians 4. You have a look at Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 to 9. So Philippians 4, verses 6 to 9, and we've got a good list here of things that we should be thinking on. So Philippians 4, verses 6 to 9 says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and see in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you." So we can see in verse 6 that the Lord has commanded that we care for nothing. Be careful for nothing. So he doesn't want us to be anxious about things or fret about things, but rather than doing that, he wants us to go to him in prayer. "But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." So we're to be casting our cares on him and spending our time in the word and in prayer, and this is where we find rest for our souls. Glory to God. And he has promised that he will keep our hearts and minds. Glory to God. That's a wonderful thing, isn't it? And we've also got a good list here of things that we should be thinking about. So things that are just and things that are pure and lovely. So as we keep our minds focused on these things, we have the peace and rest of God, and that rest for our souls. Glory to God. So let's also have a look at Jeremiah. We'll go to Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16a. So Jeremiah chapter 6, Jeremiah 6 verse 16a says, "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls." So we find rest for our souls standing in God's ways. So his ways are good. They're the ways of peace and the ways of love. So even if there's turmoil and things going on all around us, we can live in that state of rest. And the Lord, he's provided that for us. Glory to God. He's given us his peace. He's given us his word. And peace and rest is ours in salvation. Glory to God. So Jesus obtained that for us on the cross. So walking in God's ways, the good way, as it says here, the good way is where we find rest for our souls. Walking in God's ways, the good ways, walk therein and ye shall find rest for your souls. Praise the Lord. So let's also have a look at Isaiah 26, verses 3 and 4. Isaiah 26, verses 3 and 4. Says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. So as we keep our mind stayed on the Lord, he's promised to keep us in perfect peace, and we've seen this with other scriptures as well. So we can find rest for our souls through reading and meditating in the Word and not forgetting the law of God. And when we trust in him, we don't need to worry or fret about things. So the Lord is everlasting strength. He's our rock and our fortress. Glory to God. So thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. So that's really the key. The key is to keep our minds focused on the Lord. And that will ensure that our souls are at peace and rest. Glory to God when we focus on him, focus on the Word. Glory to God. And putting our trust in him. Praise the Lord. So let's turn to John 16, verse 33. John 16, verse 33. So it says, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So here Jesus explains the difference between what we have in him and what is found in the world. And in Jesus, we have peace and rest. Glory to God. But in the world, which is the complete opposite, there's tribulation and worries and all of those things. It's the complete opposite. So we're encouraged to be of good cheer. So Jesus said, even though this is happening, be of good cheer, because I have overcome the world. He's overcome the world. Glory to God. So as long as we stay in the Word and we stay in him and we renew our minds and follow after God's ways, we have that peace and that rest that Jesus talks about. Glory to God. Yep. That in me ye might have peace. That's right. Glory to God. So we're to be of good cheer. So let's also have a look at Romans 12. We turn to Romans 12, verse 2. So Romans 12 verse 2 says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." So the world, as we saw, the world is full of tribulation and it's full of evil and worries. The world won't give us rest for our souls. So we need to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. So we need to be meditating in the Word and doing God's Word. So God's ways and His will is perfect, and it's good and it's acceptable. And when we have the Word in our hearts and we allow it to change our thinking, we approach situations in line with God's will. Glory to God. So we're at rest and we're knowing that God's Word is true and that it can be trusted. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. So we're transformed by the renewing of our mind, and we have that peace and that rest for our souls. Glory to God. So that's really very, very important that we do those things. Glory to God. So let's also have a look at Psalm 56. So we'll turn to Psalm 56, verse 11. So Psalm 56 verse 11 says, "In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me." So it's an act of our will and faith to put our trust in the Lord. And when we do, we can confidently say that I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. Glory to God. So Jesus has overcome the world, and that includes all trouble and tribulation. And through him we have peace and rest for our souls. So, but we must put our trust in him. Right. So as we spend time in the Word, meditating day and night and walking in his ways, glory to God, his ways are peace and a freedom. That we have that rest and we have that protection. Glory to God. And we don't need to worry about what man can do unto us. Glory to God, because we have our trust is in the Lord and he protects us and looks after us. Glory to God. So our rest is in him. Praise the Lord. And let's go over to Psalm 62. Psalm 62 verses 1 and 2. Psalm 62 verses 1 and 2 says, "Truly my soul waiteth upon God. From him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved." So our souls, our mind, will and emotions wait on the Lord. Glory to God. So as we choose to meditate on the Word and make the decision to wait on the Lord, we have rest for our souls. My soul waiteth upon God. From him cometh my salvation. So praise the Lord. So having confidence and trust in the Lord, it means that we won't be moved. Glory to God. We won't be moved. We won't let those things of the world enter in and affect our souls. Glory to God. The external things that try to come against us and all those fiery darts of the enemy won't affect us, because the Lord, he is our rock and our defense. Glory to God. So knowing this and believing it in our hearts and walking by faith in this, we have rest for our souls. Glory to God. So let's have a look at Psalm 23. We'll look at Psalm 23, verses 1 to 4. Psalm 23, verses 1 to 4 says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." Praise the Lord. So the Lord's our shepherd, and he supplies all our need, and he gives rest to our souls. He comforts us and he restores us, he restores our souls. And we can walk through the valley of the shadow of death. We can walk through a dark world and be confident that the Lord is with us and restores us and keeps our souls and provides for us and heals us. Glory to God. And that we can rest in him. Praise the Lord. He makes us to lie down in green pastures. So that's a picture of rest. Glory to God. And he restores our souls, our mind, will and emotion. He restores that. Glory to God. And leads me in the paths of righteousness, leads us in the right ways. Glory to the Lord. That's wonderful. So let's also have a look at Psalm 3. And we'll have a look at this example of David in Psalm 3. And we'll look at verses 1 to 8 of Psalm 3. "Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God, Selah. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of mine head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill, Selah. I laid me down and slept. I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people, Selah." Praise God. So we can see this example of David, that he made a decision to meditate on the Lord. He cried to the Lord in his troubles, and the Lord gave him rest. We can see that. And he remembered all that the Lord had done for him. And so he stirred himself up. He stirred himself up and he reminded himself of God's goodness and God's mercy. So in doing these things, and when we do them, keeping our minds on the Lord, it gives us rest. Praise the Lord. It gives us rest. And he was able to lay down. I laid me down and slept. Even though all of these things were happening all around him, he was able to go to sleep. Yes. And not worry about these things, because he knew. He said here in verse 3, But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of mine head. So his trust was in the Lord. Mm. And he stirred himself up and he remembered all that the Lord had done for him. Praise the Lord, and that gave his soul rest. Mm. So that's a really good example for us. Mm. Praise the Lord, and the Lord loves us and he has given us his peace and his rest. Glory to God. So we'll close in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus' name, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, for your word. Lord, we thank you that you have given us rest for our souls. Lord, we love you and we bless you and we thank you, Lord, for everything that you're doing in our lives. Lord, and that everything that you're doing in this city of Geelong and in this country. And we glorify you, we love you and we bless you. Thank you, Lord. Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.